The halacha is that for Rov of Klal Yisrael, we read the Megillah on the 14th. Except for Yerushalayim, or at a Mukvas Choma of Yeshua ben Nun, any walled city from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, we read on the 15th. So generally speaking, most, if not all, of Klal Yisrael read on the 14th, and Yerushalayim reads on the 15th. Maybe some other cities also read on the 15th. But Yerushalayim definitely reads on the 15th. The Shaila is, what happens if you're not sure? If you're a Suffolk, you don't know if you're a Mukhwitz Chama, if you're a walled city from the time of Yeshua ben Nun or not. What do you do? So the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Yud Aleph, writes, based on a Gemara Megillah, Daf Hei Amid Bei, with Chizkiah and Tiberius and Rabasi and Hutzel, that the Rambam writes, if you're not sure if it's a city which is the 14th or 15th, you should read both days out Suffolk. And I believe he says you only make a bracha on the 14th, because that's the man, that's the Zman Uchol Olam, but you read it on the 15th without a bracha. So he seems, so the Rambam, based on the Gemara, seems to say, or Suffolk by Kriyas HaMegillah, you read both days. If you're not sure if it's the 14th or 15th, you read them both. And the Ran quotes from the Gaonim and disagrees and says, no, in a case where you're in doubt whether it's the 14th or 15th, so he quotes in the Gaonim, you only read on the 14th because Acharei Rabim, we go by Rov, Rov of Chayis, read on the 14th, so therefore that's what we read. The Gemara in Megillah, Hei Amid Beis, that's a Minhag Chasidus by Rav Yossi and Chizkiah, but it's not Me'ikar Adin. So that's the Machokes, the Rambam and the Ran. The Rambam writes a Suffolk by which day you read, you go Chumrah, you read both, and the Ran says you go Lakula, you only read one. Comes along, there's a famous Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech has a, he points out an apparent contradiction in the Ran, in a different Ran. There's a famous Gemara in Arvei Psachim. The Gemara talks about something that they quoted, the students quoted Rav Nachman about reclining during the four cups of wine. So there was a debate among the students what Rav Nachman said. Everyone agreed he said you have to recline during the four cups of wine. The debate was how many of the four and which ones. So they all agreed only two out of the four, but they argued. One said, and they both gave reasons, one said only the first two, and the other one said the last two. And so the Gemara says there was a doubt regarding what to do, so the Gemara writes, since we're not sure, what do? We recline on all four cups. So, and the Ran, obviously it's a Gemara, the Ran Paskins like this Gemara. So Bishlom, according to the Rambam, it seems to be consistent. The Rambam's Machmir by the 14th and 15th, if you're not sure when to read Megillah. And the Rambam, everyone agrees over here, you Machmir, that we recline by all four. The discussion would have, if you didn't recline all four, whether you have to go back on, that's a further debate. But everyone agrees, L'chadchila, you have to recline in all four cups. So the Shailas to the Mishnah Lamelech points out that the steer in the Ran. How come when it comes to, or steer in the Ran, or the Ran's against the Gemara it's two different cases. So how does the Ran reconcile? It seems to be a case of Suffolk Drabbanan Lakua. So by Megillah, he said Suffolk Drabbanan Lakua, and therefore we only read on the 14th. Haseb is only a Din Drabbanan. Dawud Kotzitz is a Din Drabbanan. So why don't we say Suffolk Drabbanan Lakua by the four cups? So the first answer the Ran gives is, Einachinami, really, you're right, you can. But it's a milsa, it's not a big deal to recline. It doesn't take a lot of effort. You you might as well recline at all. But according to A1, it's master, if you don't recline on two of them, it's okay. And A2 has a fundamental answer. He says, no, we can't apply the principle of suffix or a button with kula here. Why not? Because it's a suffix hashako. It's a 50-50. We have no way to determine whether the opinion about Rav Nachman on the first two cups or the last two cups is correct. We do not know. And we can't seem to confirm it in either direction. So therefore, he says, so what would happen if I come to the first two cups? I'll say, suffix rabbanan luku, I won't recline. I'll come to the last two cups and I'll say, suffix rabbanan luku, I won't recline. I'll end up not reclining at all. And that'd be you can't apply a suffix rabbanan, but makam tarte de sasri. You can't, obviously, he said to recline. If I apply suffix rabbanan by all the cups, so then I'll end up not reclining at all. And therefore, I have to recline in all four. So that's what Ron writes over there, that on a suffix hashako, so it's a makam, it's if I applied suffix rabbanan lakua, I'd end up being mavat to the mitzvah seba. So the shaila on the Ron is, so how come we don't say the same thing by Megillah? Look, by the first day I'll say, well, suffix rabbanan lakua, I won't lane. And then the second day, I'll come to the 15th, and suffix rabbanan luku, I won't lane. So therefore, it's a suffix hashako. Therefore, I have to lane on both days. How come by kriyas hamegillah, the Ron Paskins, the 14th is enough? We're not worried about applying suffix rabbanan luku and then not having a Megillah reading, but by Haseba we are. So the famous Mishnah Lamelech, he gives a very, very simple answer. He says, because when it comes to Gemara in Psachim, by Haseba, by Dalet Kosos, we're looking to be Kovei Adin Vadoros. We want to know, what is the halacha? Did you recline on the first two or the last two? If we said something about it, cool, no, you'd be about to the mitzvahs, Haseba, no one would recline. We're talking about this for Klai Yisrael. It's a din for everybody. What do we do? So therefore, we're not going to get rid of the din of Haseba. So we say suffix, we can't say suffix rabbanan lakula, but makam tarte de sasre. However, when it comes to kriyas hamegillah, we're not being kovei adin on Klai Yisrael. We're talking about being kovei adin on this specific town. In other words, Rov Klai Yisrael is reading on the 14th. That's not changing. And Yushalayim and perhaps any other walled city of time of Yeshua ben Nun is reading on the 15th. That's not changing. The only issue is that we're clearing on this specific town. Okay, so it's not affecting Klai Yisrael, so therefore we could just pick the 14th because there'll be someone else reading on the 15th. So you didn't want to uproot the mitzvah at all. You wanted the city to have the mitzvah Megillah, so you have. So you pick the 14th over the 15th because Rov Klai Yisrael. But if you are, but when it wasn't Kovei Adin Lodoros about Megillah, or else then maybe you would say you read on both. So that's how the Ram makes the distinction. By Haseba, with Kovei Adin Lodoros. So therefore, we can't say Savat Rabbanan Lakula, because it's a Tarte disaster. We know you have to recline. But by Mikra Megillah, the town's reading the 14th, the other town's reading the 15th. So therefore, I can go, I could stay with the klal of suffix rabbanan lakula and only read on the 14th. That's one answer. That's one way to understand the machokas. That's the machokas, the Ran and the Ramban, the Rambam and the Ran. The Rambam says, so the question is, why does the Rambam say, why doesn't the Rama hold suffix rabbanan lakua? Generally, we pass in suffix rabbanan lakua. So it could be, we know there's something, there are halachas that are minat Torah from the Chumash, and there are halachas midrabbanan. However, Megillah's Esther, the laws of Purim, are from the Megillah. There's a further distinction. Is it by definition, if it's in the Nach, it's Divrei Kabbalah, or perhaps you need a Derech Sivoy. Whatever, that's a local technical issue, how far and what's the definition of Divrei Kabbalah. But in a general sense, let's just say something from the Nach is Divrei Kabbalah. So therefore, so perhaps one could say the Rambam Shita is that Kriyas HaMegillah is me Divrei Kabbalah. So hence, and then the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, Divrei Kabbalah ki Divrei Torah Dami. So by a suffix Divrei Kabbalah, we go L'chumra. But according to the Ran, by a suffix, it's only a suffix Rabban. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger says as well. On a suffix Divrei Kabbalah, do we go L'kul L'chumra? That depends how you view, whether, you know, how you view Divrei Kabbalah. Is it as, well, either way, Divrei Kabbalah is either a stricter Rabbanan or a weaker Daraisa. So that's the Shailas. That seems to be the Machlokes here, the Ran and the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say it's me Divrei Kabbalah, and therefore suffix Divrei Kabbalah L'chumra, and therefore you read on both days. And the Ran views it as a suffix Rabbanan, and the suffix Rabbanan Mukua.